Before we dive into the latest episode of the Soulful Sales Show, just a quick note to say that I have a brand new, completely overhauled one-to-one coaching package and limited availability for new clients. This is for you if you are an online service provider, coach, course creator, or freelancer who wants to grow your audience and soulfully sell more of your offers in a way that works for you and your values. We will work on the strategy to suit your unique needs and energy and uncover and gently work with the self-doubt that is holding you back from your big goals. To find out more, head to ruthpoundwhite.com/mentoring or feel free to message me on Voxer at ruthpoundwhite to see if we'd be a good fit. Doors to my Soulful Sales Society membership are about to close for a while, so in this quick episode, I'm going to share 10 reasons why now is the time to join.
Welcome to the Soulful Sales Show, where we talk about believing in the value of your offers, getting them in front of your right people, and selling more of what you do in your unique way.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Soulful Sales Show. So we still have one more interview left to come from our Soulful Selling series. I always struggle to say that. Soulful Selling Stories series. I said it wrong. Right, we still have one more interview to come from our Soulful Selling Stories series. But today I wanted to come in and do a really short and sweet kind of bonus episode about some of the things that have been coming up in these interviews. So one of the incredible things that has come about from me running these interviews is hearing in my members' words exactly why they value being inside the membership, exactly why they are there, exactly what they are getting out of it. Now, don't get me wrong, I ran these interviews as a way to showcase them and a way to celebrate them and to celebrate the membership as a whole, but it has been an incredible benefit to me personally and my business to hear in their words exactly why they value being inside the membership. So before we get to the final interview tomorrow, which by the way is a really beautiful one all about selling authentically and really trusting that you get to be yourself and you don't have to be how you think you might need to be to make it all work. Before we get to that one tomorrow, today I wanted to share 10 reasons why you might want to join the Soulful Sales Society membership before we close the doors. The doors are going to be closed from the open until the 1st of May, and then they'll be closed for a while. My plan is probably to open twice a year. And obviously, if the membership is not right for you, then you can scroll on by, you can listen to another episode. Although I hope that this in itself might be a helpful kind of example of selling, you know, I've been doing these interviews and now I'm doing more of an episode dedicated to my offer, and that is okay. It's okay to take up space with your offer. And for those of you who are thinking about it or who are the right people for it, then I know that you're going to appreciate this and I trust that you'll appreciate this. So here are 10 reasons to join. And by the way, go to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to read more about the membership if you need that link. Okay, so reason number one is about the integration of soft and gentle selling in your daily life. This is something that a lot of the members that I've interviewed have talked about. The idea that selling can be kind of second nature, that you don't need to overthink it, that it's not like a huge, huge burden that's adding on loads of work, but it's more like a mindset shift / a natural extension of the work that you're doing already. And both Emma and Karen, by the way, I should have said at the outset, I got ChatGPT to give me quotes for all of these things from these episodes, which is just like, by the way, like such a good idea if you have testimonials to sort through yourself. So Emma said, doing the Selling Every Day Challenge has made it become the norm and not such a scary thing. The Selling Every Day Challenge is a core part of the work we do in the membership, and there is one starting on the 7th of May if you join now. And Karen said, the Sell Every Day Challenge has been so joyful, it gets to be easy. It really does. Okay, so reason number two is shifting towards more authentic, gentle, and natural selling. So this is really the core of what I help you with in the membership, aligning the way you sell with your values, with your energy, with your personality, integrating it daily, like I just said, into the conversations you're having, the interactions you're having, the ways you're already showing up online. It's not about forcing yourself into a box that you feel doesn't fit. That was such a huge part of my journey earlier on, and it did not work. It was not sustainable in the long term. But the membership is really there to help you find your authentic way to sell. And that doesn't mean it won't be stretchy. That doesn't mean it won't be uncomfortable. It will, but it will be in alignment with who you are at your core. There will be fears to work through on the surface. And Monica had to say this: I find it really helpful to know that there are other people who are also prioritizing doing things in a way that is aligned for them. Reason number three is to help you find a rhythm and a strategy to sell that feels so much easier, so much more doable. I got a lot of feedback about this when I ran a live kind of implementation week, which, by the way, we have implementation challenges every month. Either it's a sell every day challenge or it's an implementation challenge to help you actually use the information, because I know what it's like to sign up for programs and never get around to doing it. So we have the implementation weeks to incentivize you to actually do it. And a lot of people in the most recent implementation week said about my laid back launching philosophy was that it takes launching from something monumental or scary or anxiety inducing into something that feels really, really easy and doable. And here is what one person actually had to say about this. If you have any reservations, anxiety, or if launching makes you want to hide in any kind of negative energy or feelings, this training is for you. And someone else said about the laid back launching, I think that laid back launching will be the only way I ever launch again. And you will get the entire laid back launching course as part of your membership to the Soulful Sales Society. Also, Anouk, in one of the interviews I did for this series, said, I can sell without having a full-on sales email. And that's just an example, like outside of launches, of how you get to integrate selling in a really, really easy way to the stuff that you're already doing. Okay, so reason number four to join the Soulful Sales Society, and this is actually a huge one, is having more confidence, stronger foundations is what I'm trying to say, in the confidence that you have in your work. So really, really understanding the transformation that you offer, really, really understanding how you speaking about that transformation actually really benefits the people who need that transformation. It's kind of like me doing an episode like this on my podcast, right? Normally my podcast episodes aren't purely about an offer that I'm running, but I feel totally confident and grounded in the value of my membership to do an episode like this, which really is about me selling the membership to the right people. Like, I'm giving you the information and you have the choice whether to join or not, but I'm trusting the value of the work that I do. So yeah, when you are more grounded in the transformation of your offer, you're also more confident in your pricing, you're more confident in talking about it more, taking up a bit more space when you talk about it. And Yael, as part of the interview, said, my biggest win has been the internal shift and having more confidence in who I am and what I have to offer as a coach. Reason number five to join the Soulful Sales Society is that everything we do there, so there's a lot of practical strategy around like the laid back launching, boosting your sales in between launching and stuff like that. But underlying it all is the foundation of self-belief and self-compassion. I share this in one of the introductory lessons inside the membership, but there is no such thing as self-sabotage. There are so many coaches and courses out there telling you to push through, to hustle, to just get over yourself. That is not the way that we operate inside the Soulful Sales Society membership. I will never ask you to push through. I will never ignore your fears. We will always listen to them and we will always show ourselves compassion for them. And actually, Rachel, in one of the Soulful Selling Stories interviews, talked about being really, really scared of selling. And she said, not being afraid to sell has been the biggest mindset shift for me as part of being the membership. Reason number six to join the Soulful Sales Society is that this is all about sustainable practices over the long term. So, I mean, I guess I've kind of touched on this already, but it's about finding a rhythm that works for you, not just now, but is also sustainable on the long term, because that is what will allow you to grow. That is what will allow you to show up in confidence to bring more people in. Because actually, sometimes unconsciously, if we know the way we're doing things isn't sustainable, we will unconsciously block people from joining our offers because it's not going to work for us over time. Always respecting our individual needs and limitations. We all have different needs and limitations. So a lot of my people in my world are neurodivergent, have mental health issues, are introverted, are caregivers to young children, you know, things like that. So I will never ignore that stuff in the membership. And here is what Moira had to say in her interview, kind of on this note. Selling can be gentle and a daily activity. That is a huge transformation for me. That was one of her biggest lessons from the membership. Number 7, we go into the mindset stuff as well. So although it's all about self-compassion, it's all about acknowledging who you are, we also dig into those limiting beliefs when they come up, because we all have them. We all have them for a good reason. So it's about finding the reason, being aware of how they impact us, and helping you to embrace selling as a positive thing, helping you to challenge those limiting beliefs when they come up. And Namisha in the interview shared one of her key mindset shifts after being part of the membership. She said, "It's my job to let people know about my offers, whether they buy or not." Reason number 8, I really encourage you to explore your individuality and to find your unique way of doing things. I hope that if you have listened to this series of interviews, you will have heard that there's some of us who will be growing the email list, selling on our websites and doing all of those things. And then there's a couple of examples of people who don't even have a website. They don't do traditional discovery calls. They find people based on relationship marketing and stuff. And this is really key to the membership. So while I obviously share my strategy with you, I share my laid back launching strategy, I share my sailing in between launching strategy, you can actually choose your own strategy if there's something that works better for you, and then use the membership for the mindset support, for the coaching, for the sounding board, and just the courage actually to do it your way. And Ekaterina, you haven't actually heard her interview yet, but I'm going to give you a quote from what she said. She said, "The things that you do are just so unique and so fresh." And she was talking about me as the leader of the group, which was just so wonderful to hear. And actually, I hope that that is something you'll get out of it from me experimenting with my way as well. And Dawn said, "I love that I can show up as myself and really tune into what I need to be doing in my business." You can totally show up as yourself in the Soulful Sales Society and in all my spaces. Number 9, community and support. Actually, a lot of people mentioned the value of the community, connection with like-minded humans, the support that you can get inside the community, just being able to share your journey, learn from other people's journeys. Dawn said, "The space you've created of people who think like me, who show up in business like me, has been my biggest gratitude." And Karen said, "I love being part of the community and your wisdom and focus." And finally, reason number 10, you can use this wherever you are at. We all, as business owners, need to be selling in a regular basis. We all need to be doing it. And most of us could probably benefit from doing it more than we currently are. There is a lot inside the membership. I have touched on the mindset stuff, the self-trust, the community, the coaching that you get from me, the trainings, the laid-back launching, the strategic soft selling, all of that stuff. It's not about doing it all. It really isn't. It's about choosing where you are and what you need support with for your next step. Basically, the way I've designed the membership is that it is there for your next step, and you get to do that alongside other people who are all at different stages of their journey. So yeah, they are the 10 reasons why you should join the Soulful Sales Society membership before we close. And just before I wrap up this episode, I want to share a couple of testimonials that I have from my members. These weren't on the interviews, but they submitted these testimonials to me separately. So Alice, the postnatal Pilates coach, says, "Do it. Such a refreshing way to encourage you to put yourself out there in a way that feels like you, not like everyone else says you should do. Ruth is such a supportive mentor. I have spent thousands on coaches that overpromise and underdeliver, and I can say hands down that Ruth is the total opposite." Oh. Elizabeth says, "If selling feels like a four-letter word because you're a genuine, sensitive person who cares, and selling evokes a sense of pushing and manipulation, yet you have a business, I highly recommend the Soulful Sales Society to support you in selling in a way that feels aligned, easeful, and rooted in care. I personally have loved the support for both the practical and the mental/emotional. Ruth is incredibly generous in all that she's offering, so if you feel like you need to shift your relationship with selling to do so more your way and with more ease, it may just be a great fit." And finally, Sarah from Stargaze Studio says, I really enjoy the Soulful Sales Society and I love that there's always something going on and I can choose to do it or not without feeling peer pressure. The opposite. This community is such a safe space to express whatever I'm struggling with when it comes to sales. I very much appreciate Ruth's insight and perspective, just like I also appreciate the supportive and understanding community. It means so much to me to hear that feedback. So yeah, if you are thinking about joining this Soulful Sales Society and what I've shared in this episode has spoken to you, go to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS. And if you're not quite sure yet, totally understandable, go to that link and you can read more about what we have included, which is the regular sessions. We have mindset sessions, sales review and debrief sessions, quarterly review sessions, Q&As, support in the Facebook group. We have the trainings on laid back launching, sales mindset, soft selling in between launches, and loads of resources to help you dig into your feelings and set up all the practical stuff that you need to. Not to mention the bonus bonanza that is happening now as well with the Journaling for Launches course, the aligned pricing process, self-trust and intuition training, support on, what else is it? Working through fears of actually selling, and working through your content if it's not performing the way you want it. Loads of bonuses. So just go to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS. And remember, the final day to join is May the 1st. You can always reply to any of the emails I send or send me a DM if you have any questions for me. But yeah, whether you join or not, I hope that these interviews have shown you that there are so many ways to show up and sell your way. There are so many ways to do it. You do not have to fit yourself into a box that doesn't suit you. You get to do it in alignment with your energy, with your values, and you also get to, in a really compassionate way, work through your fears, work through your blocks to reach, to take the brave action and reach new levels towards the goals that you have in your heart. All right, I'll catch you again tomorrow for the final Soulful Selling Stories interview.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Soulful Sales. If you have a moment to rate and review, know that it really does make a difference. And if you'd like to carry on the conversation, then you can connect with me on Instagram at Ruth Poundwhite, sign up to my newsletter at ruthpoundwhite.com/newsletter, or my personal favorite, join me inside the low ticket membership at ruthpoundwhite.com/membership. And keep doing what you're doing, because your work really does matter.